97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Scott on the spot is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Visit MissouriBrushControl.com.
Awesome. Yeah, so is the season for scary movies and haunted houses. So my question is, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about this subject, is do you like to be scared, Kim?
No, I used to. I used to love scary movies, What Lies Beneath, The Ring. And then as I got older, ironically, I got more scared, I think. Hmm. And I just will not watch it because I'm that person who is going to be trying to go to sleep. And I'll be tossing and turning, and that's what's going to come into my mind. And I'll just fixate on whatever I saw on that, you know, in that movie.
Right. Carl?
Haunted houses do not scare me. I don't think they're really scary at all. Movies, I like thrillers better than scary movies, because scary movies, I just wind up laughing because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, there is, not only is there a school of thought about this, there's a school in Denmark that studies this. It's called the Recreational Fear Lab. And 24 hours a day, they study people and why they're scared, why they don't want to be scared, and what it triggers inside our bodies biologically. Because it goes back, and the head of this lab, I saw a TED talk with him. It goes back, of course, to the beginning of evolution of humankind, where we had to be scared. Because we had to be alert for predators that would eat us.
It was a survival instinct.
It's a survival thing. And today, that still drive is there, even though, you know, we're not walking down the street worried about a saber-toothed tiger.
You're not?
No.
I've seen a few here in downtown St. Louis.
But the point is, that's what drives the recreational fear industry. And by that, I mean haunted houses and scary movies. Mm-hmm. They are tapping into that deep-seated fear that we have that's still there in our DNA. And some people find it cathartic and find it to be pleasurable because you get a dopamine hit.
I was going to say, there is something to that because it's like any other emotion. Like if you're really excited, you still get that hit, right? It's the same thing with fear. It's just a different feeling.
You still get the dopamine afterwards. In fact, I heard Stephen King describe it this way. He said, why do people like scary books and movies? He goes, well, it's kind of like the guy who bangs his head on the wall over and over again. And you ask him, why do you keep doing that? And he goes, because it feels really good when I stop. And that's
worth it.
That's kind of the release you get when you're, you know, on your couch and you're scared of what's happening in the movie. You don't know what's going to happen. And then you get, you know, a jump start or whatever. And then your heart races, and then you get the dopamine rush, and you feel better because, oh, we got through that. And that's how, you know, people were back in the day when they were having to deal with saber-toothed tigers or whatever. You know, they would get through the situation, and they would feel better. And so that's kind of what drives it. So I was talking with two different people on the KMOX side, and they had the exact opposite reactions. Debbie Monterey loves scary movies. And
she said that
when she was a kid, she would be the girl in the basement alone watching them.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. And then,
I was the person, and I still am, in my mid-30s, sprinting up the basement stairs if it's dark because I'm still scared. Like, I just, I don't know.
Spiders, and my
husband,
roaches.
I don't like those either. My husband has to be one of the jumpiest people I have ever met. And it's funny because my father-in-law is the same way. So when I've seen them both, you know, like freak out, it's hilarious because I'm like, yeah, you probably got it from your dad. Like any little thing, he's launching 10 feet into the air because he's scared.
So the other person I talked to was Amy Markscores.
Oh.
And she cannot stand to be scared.
What? That's why she's a runner. She runs away.
That's how she got fast.
It's crazy, though. She said, this is a quote. She's like, yeah, all I watch is Hallmark Channel.
Oh, yeah. I come on.
They're having a
Halloween movie this weekend.
Are they?
They've done Christmas.
Oh, is it a love story?
Yes.
I'm sure it is.
Basically, they've just swapped out the holidays. But my wife's like, oh, they're doing a Halloween movie, so it's being recorded tomorrow night.
They could just do that with every season, really.
They do.
Why? Really?
Spring into love, fall into love. They do that like all the time.
I'm talking about specifically Thanksgiving themed or Easter themed, or why stop there? Go Arbor Day, an Arbor Day love story. Who doesn't love that?
Fall in love with the trees.
There are those tree huggers.
Scott, what you said earlier about Stephen King, he loves horror because it has made him very rich.
Well, yes, that's true. The research does show, though, that people like Kim and Amy, who aren't very fond of these things, are probably have a high level of empathy.
Yes, I would argue that. I guess other people would be the better judge if they think I'm an empathetic person, but if I'm answering for myself, I would, yeah, I would agree with that. It's okay, but typically women are looked at as being more empathetic than men. So then would you make that case that more men like the scary movies versus women?
I don't know what the research says on that, but I would guess maybe. But I wouldn't make an assumption there. And I'm not saying that people who like scary movies aren't empathetic. I'm just saying people who don't like them tend to have the highest kind of level of empathy for what happens to other people. So they don't want to see, even in a movie, someone get hurt.
Okay, that's fair.
That's the point.
I would agree with that. I don't know what it is. I like I said, I used to enjoy watching them, and now it just things have changed, and I don't even want the movie.
You're a mother.
But even before that. You know what I think it was is when I probably started living alone. I think that is what changed things for me, and then probably becoming a mom also changed things, but I don't even want the movie in my house. I don't even want to see the movie What Lies Beneath on my, not that I guess you have it in DVD version anymore, but I remember even as an adult, like when you still did have DVDs, I didn't even want to see it. It creeped me out. That is a scary movie, by the way, and bathtubs can still be freaky. Like all these scary movies target something. Right? Yeah. Like What Lies Beneath, I keep going back to that, targeted the bathtub. The Ring made watching TV kind of creepy. Right. And also Wells were a little creepy because you don't know if Samara is going to climb out of it and kill you.
Yeah, I'm with Carl on this. I'm more toward thrillers rather than
that's scarier.
Slasher movies. They don't really do a whole lot for me because, again, it's kind of funny.
It's funny. I laugh. People don't like taking me to horror movies because I wind up laughing.
But how about
because of what? You just think it's so ridiculous and fake?
Yes.
Well, that's what I tell myself when I am scared to talk myself out of being terrified where I have to go walk away. I think, okay, they said cut right there. Okay, here they said action, and I have to tell myself that
really?
They're just
insurance company commercial. Let's go hide behind those chainsaws. Let's run into the basement.
Yeah.
But Debbie said that, and this is what the research shows is people like it because they know it is safe.
Right.
It's a safe way to be scared. So they can still be scared, you know, go through that whole process and the dopamine and all that. But they know in the end that it's not real. So you're not actually facing a real threat. Someone else is. And you're watching it.
Yeah, no, I've heard that too. You're in the safety of your own living room or movie theater, although that has changed for me too. I still go to the movies. I just went to see the Am I Racist movie from Matt Walsh. But I'll tell you what, every time I go to the movies, not that I didn't before, but especially now, I am looking around and making sure I know where I am relative to the exits. And anytime someone walks in the middle of the movie, you're kind of checking them out. I mean, that it's just I know I'm not the only one who's doing that now.
Now, that is a real threat.
Yes.
I mean, the possibility of a real threat.
Well, so and obviously, because that happened in
a scary movie.
Well,
because you're saying someone might walk in with a gun in a movie theater.
Right, and they obviously did in Colorado. Right.
Well, they've done it in more than one occasion.
Yes, that's true.
They did it here locally.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was not that long ago, right?
Right.
Gosh, I forgot about that. That was just a handful of months ago. I remember reporting on that.
I don't think that wasn't a real gun. That was the one of
them. No, you're right. But still, if you don't know that, it's dark and you're distracted. You can't really make out what it is.
Fear that's, you know, palpable.
But see, here's the problem. When I watch the scary movies, that becomes real for me. So then I'm sitting in those scenarios and I start to picture what happened in the movie. And then my brain just goes in places I don't want it to go.
I can see that. I can understand that thinking. Today we have these issues that happen and they are real life scary. So there's enough of that. Maybe people just don't want to be tuned into the you know, movies and TVs and books and haunted houses. Although there, I think, again, there's a group of people that do like it because they get their scare out without actually being
scared. In a, or you know, scary threatened. Situation. Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the problem. The real world right now, politics is scary enough for me. And I don't even know if I feel safe in my own home at this point because, my gosh, depending on the way things shake out, really, it doesn't matter. There's going to be chaos no matter what happens, I believe.
Well, they just hired a bunch of interns at the recreational fear lab in Denmark. So, you know, possibility, future job.
Who funded that lab, I would like to know? Who paid to open a school? Maybe it had another purpose before that, but who paid to open a school to specifically study this?
Independent Research Fund Denmark. That's who paid for it.
Hmm. Socialists over there.
My gosh. Well, yeah, you will not find me watching scary movies.
We study sleep habits and dreams and things like that. Yeah. It makes sense to me that we would study fear as well.
No, I get it. It's just interesting that they have an entire school about it and they're hiring interns, like going to that length.
And how about nightmares? Do you have?
Yes.
Do you have them?
Yes.
Got to sleep to have nightmares.
Carl
sleeps about 3 hours overnight because he works those events, and then he comes back, works the shift. After the show, he says, "I'm going to go take a nap." And I said, "Oh, how long are you going to nap for?" He's like, 6 hours.
No,
you sometimes will nap for 5 hours. That is, if we took a poll right now, I bet you people would support me in saying that is not a nap. That's sleeping. I'd say past 2 hours, maybe three, you're not napping anymore.
Well, what if overnight you only slept 2 hours?
True.
Yeah, I guess you took
a nap overnight.
Yeah, you took a nap overnight, and then you're sleeping during the day.
I wish.
Get more at 971talk.com.